This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wonder what's really going on inside your brain when you're feeling motivated, making a decision, or even just, you know, experiencing an emotion?
It's a fascinating world, isn't it? So much more than just simple cause and effect. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Today's discussion dives into a part of the brain that's way more complex than its reputation suggests, the basal ganglia.
They're often just associated with movement, but the reality is far richer.
So let's unpack this motor circuit misconception and explore the basal ganglia's surprising roles in our mental lives. So let's start with the basics. What exactly are the basal ganglia?
Think of them as a group of interconnected structures deep within the brain. Key players include the caudate nucleus, putamen, globus pallidus, subthalamic nucleus, and substantia nigra.
Wow, and they all work together?
Absolutely. They form complex circuits that communicate with other brain areas, influencing movement, cognition, and emotion. The striatum, made up of the caudate and putamen, is a major input area.
So it's like a central processing unit for these different functions?
Exactly. It receives information from the cortex and then relays it to other parts of the basal ganglia, which then sends signals back to the cortex via the thalamus.
Okay, so we've got this intricate system. What happens when things go wrong?
Well, dysfunction in the basal ganglia is linked to a range of neurological and psychiatric disorders.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Parkinson's disease, for example, is characterized by the degeneration of dopamine-producing neurons in the substantia nigra. This leads to motor problems, but also cognitive and mood issues.
So it's not just about movement. I see.
Not at all. Huntington's disease affects the striatum, causing motor problems, cognitive decline, and psychiatric disturbances. OCD and schizophrenia are also linked to basal ganglia dysfunction.
Let's talk about cognition. How do the basal ganglia impact our thinking?
They're crucial for executive functions like decision-making, working memory, and attention. The corticobasal ganglia thalamocortical loop is key here.
So it's a loop of information processing?
Precisely. It allows for the selection and initiation of cognitive actions. The caudate nucleus, for instance, is involved in goal-directed behavior.
Right. And what about filtering out distractions? That's a big one.
The basal ganglia help us focus by prioritizing relevant information. They also contribute to working memory, allowing us to hold and manipulate information temporarily.
Emotions are a big part of our lives. What's the basal ganglia's role there?
The limbic circuit, involving the ventral striatum, amygdala, and hippocampus, is crucial. The basal ganglia influence emotional responses and reward processing.
Reward processing? Tell me more about that.
Yes, the ventral striatum helps us learn from our experiences by encoding reward prediction errors. It's all about learning what feels good and what doesn't.
So it's like a feedback loop for our emotions?
Exactly. And dysfunction in these pathways can contribute to mood disorders like depression and anxiety.
And what about motivation? How do the basal ganglia fit into that?
The nucleus accumbens is a key player. It integrates cognitive, affective, and motivational signals, influencing our drive to pursue goals.
So it's the go signal for our actions.
You could say that. It helps us evaluate potential rewards and punishments, influencing our decision-making. Dopamine plays a crucial role here.
Interesting. And what happens when dopamine levels are off?
Motivational deficits, as seen in Parkinson's disease and depression. People may lack initiative or the drive to engage in activities.
So to summarize, the basal ganglia are involved in a wide range of functions.
They're not just about movement. They're essential for cognition, emotion, and motivation. They're deeply interconnected with other brain regions, forming complex circuits that influence our thoughts, feelings, and actions.
It's a much more nuanced picture than we initially thought, that's for sure. So what's the big takeaway here?
The basal ganglia are far more than just a motor circuit. Understanding their multifaceted roles is crucial for comprehending both normal brain function and the pathophysiology of various neurological and psychiatric disorders.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for shedding light on this fascinating area of neuroscience.